Is that recorded?
The 47th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Yay, we're back again.
Yes.
Oh. I don't know what to say.
Don't know what to say? No. Well, as many of you have noticed, or anybody that watches the weekly podcast, the t-shirt store is not up yet.
Oh, because we talked about it last week.
Yes.
We were told the t-shirts would be done by the end of this week that we're having right now.
Yes, that we're filming on.
And they weren't, so we're going to call them on Monday and they'll probably have them done.
Yes.
Because they just need a little poking.
Yes.
But yes, soon, probably within this week that you're watching probably. The podcast.
Probably. Hopefully.
Yeah. So there's that. Getting a little frustrated, but it's okay. Gotta be zen. It's Christmas time, y'all. And it's like the second to last? No. It's like the sixth day of Hanukkah right now.
It
I think
is.
When this airs, Hanukkah will be done, but
Rebecca, it's there. Do you
Sorry,
know?
I'm not quite Jewish enough to know that.
Like, what percent Jewish are you? Like, not quite 50, it'd be like 43%.
Yeah, something like that. Well, it's my father's side, so it's like kind of like...
And he's just so like willy-nilly.
Well, they're just California Jews. You know.
Does he celebrate Hanukkah, though?
Because no, you guys always celebrated with Christmas. My mom. He'd pretend to kind of be interested in it, but he's not interested in anything.
Was your mom more interested in it for him?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that's... I always make him like Chinese New Year stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like, China New Year! And he's like, nope.
Yeah, it was that kind of thing.
It's because I've seen it my whole life, you know?
Yeah, but I make you a buffet of Chinese food.
Just invite me over.
Okay.
I'll be excited.
You'll eat it, right?
On his behalf.
Yeah. Make honey walnut shrimp, which is the bomb.
Yes, it is very good.
Yeah. So, happy Hanukkah, y'all. Should have said it last week when it was beginning, but that's okay.
Hope you all had a happy Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. How about that?
There you go.
And a upcoming holiday season for whatever...
Christmas, Kwanzaa.
Whatever you
What's
believe
the other
in.
One? Like Festivus? I don't know.
That's the
Yeah, the Seinfeld
That's
holiday.
That's the main, yeah. You need a Festivus pole.
Festivus. What's the, like, pagan one? Isn't there one that's just like, I'm not anything, and I call it, I can't, anyways, I don't know.
I thought that was Christmas. I thought Christmas was a pagan holiday, or whatever.
I think it originally, they are the ones that kind of started it, but... Yeah, why do we both think that?
Is it December?
Know. No.
Shit!
There's
I don't know anything about
I'm
these
totally
holidays.
I'm totally in, like, Christmas zone.
Yeah,
this,
so
this,
right
this mini tree that
tree
people can't see.
With
and we got presents underneath it.
Is there really things in there? Or
yeah,
they
they're real. I didn't just
here.
Wrap empty boxes. One of those is mine.
Oh, wow.
The pretty one. The sparkly one.
Oh, jeez.
It's horribly wrapped.
It's not horribly wrapped.
Yeah, but it's
I don't know what you're talking about.
So.
Yeah, so it makes up for it.
Yeah.
It was quality wrapping.
Anyways, excuse me. This week, the X-Men trailer came out. And
for
I just.
For the X-Men
Apocalypse. And I made these two watch it just before we started this podcast.
For the
because,
first time.
Yes, because I had an inkling that they didn't watch it because I always seem to watch the trailers and then bring it up and then nobody knows what I'm
We're
talking
like,
about.
The what now? The
well,
what? The
okay,
what?
To be fair, it came out yesterday.
Oof. Did it?
Yes, it says posted on the 11th. Today's the 12th.
Is it, though?
Of what month?
December, apparently.
It's 12-12. Yeah, so what do you guys think? We're like, medium into X-Men. Like, we've seen the new ones, like, the Days of Future Past and stuff. And...
Well, okay, so we're done with the old people cast. We're just on to the new, the young
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, like, I feel... Wasn't it, the young kids, then it was a mix, and now it's back to the young kids?
No, I thought the young kids came after we did a bunch of the old... The older.
No. Oh, well, it was the old guys, and then they started this like new trilogy kind of
yeah.
thing, where it was the young kids, and then the second one was the old
yeah.
and young, and then this one's young.
Just the young
again.
The
they were
again.
Far yes, because the because
they had to
past,
introduce everybody, and then Future Past was everybody mixed together, and
future
then
Future Past,
yeah,
Days
so
of
like
future
they
past.
Went like they sent Wolverine back
even,
to the past.
So Wolverine was like one of the main characters
into this, but I did notice I was confused as to where.
Yeah, she kept going, which one's Wolverine?
Wolverine was.
In the Apocalypse. Yes.
Yeah. He's not
but
in it.
But when that redhead, the first scene, when the
oh,
redhead,
the Game of Thrones
I
girl?
Saw at the end, I knew she was Jean Grey, though.
Oh,
how does
yeah.
that work?
Because Jean Grey's like the only...
She's the only one that's really, like, extreme. Like, she's really extreme, right? Like,
yeah, she's really extreme, but she also was the only one with, like, red hair in X-Men.
Is that what it is?
You know?
Yeah.
I just remember her hair color. Yeah. Is she from Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, yeah. The actress, yeah.
Is Dahmer in this, too?
Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, I was going to say Jeffrey Dahmer.
No. Natalie.
No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
See, that's a, right now, that's I'm Hunger Games.
Oh, with the shaved head.
Yes.
Kevin got really mad about that.
I have a hair memory.
Kevin got really mad about her hair.
Well, J Law's in this one too, so like I was getting, I was like J Law, Game of Thrones person. So I was like,
and who do those two have in common? Natalie Dormer. Yes, I understand.
Yes, so
that's math.
But now it's J Law and the other.
That's people math.
People math.
it's also there's like the '80s characters, so like Jubilee.
Oh right,
she was
this is the one.
The Asian girl with the pigtails and like the neon yellow jacket. Olivia Munn's in it. What is she again? The
Olivia Munn? Didn't Olivia? I thought Olivia Munn
I like
was.
Her eyes.
Oh, I just realized.
Oh, they're like green, right? They're like really light.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just sorry. I've made a stupid thing. I didn't realize. I forgot that J Law played Mystique.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming that she's playing young Mystique before she turns into Mystique.
Chick was Mystique.
She is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
That's Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence.
Because in the other movies, she turns into
Mystique.
Oh, I didn't
know she had a name like that.
Right, why is she, like, plain-skinned Raven. In this one?
Because that's how... Okay.
In what?
In real world, it's because they don't have to put the fucking makeup on her every 2 seconds, because that would be a pain in the ass. In the other world, it's probably because it's the most aesthetically pleasing, you know, for her to appear.
What world are we talking about?
She scares people when she's in her blue skin.
Mm. So did she just pick the form of Jennifer Lawrence to become?
Yes. Just like how she picked the form of, what was her name?
Well, we don't remember them all, the old people anymore. It doesn't matter. No. John Stamos?
She was married to him.
Okay, we're just saying a lot of things that aren't connecting.
Jennifer Lawrence
was married to John Stamos? What does this happen?
Look, okay, you're like peeking out, dude.
That's fine. It'll
it's
be
the outrage.
No, the older Mystique in the other movies.
Jennifer.
No, the old one. The lady. The one from like the early 2000s. I was trying to remember
her
name.
John Stamos.
She was married to him.
That was John Stamos.
She was married to him.
Oh, he played Mystique.
Uncle Jesse, what are you doing? What'd you guys think about it? I know.
What do you mean?
What'd you guys think about the trailer? That was the point of this conversation. We just derailed into people math. So I'm trying to get us back on.
That's kind of what I thought about it.
People math?
Yeah.
You're just going, who's that? I sat them down with this trailer. I'm like, you guys can't say anything. Just watch it and don't talk.
She thought we were going to have like intelligent.
No,
right.
I didn't think
responses.
That. No, I just thought, just watch it. And the
just
second.
To know what was going on.
The second I pushed play, Kevin goes, who's this? And I was like, shh.
Well, I was trying to figure out who the character was. I knew it was the redheaded.
It was pretty straightforward. Who's that? You just wanted to know who that was.
I know, but like, I literally looked at him and I said, don't speak. And the second I turned on, what? Who's that? It's like, okay. That's not the point of this.
Oh, man. I don't know who anyone is, though. Okay, so what were you going to say? Like, give us some prompts, maybe.
Okay,
maybe
I think it's a little cheesy, but is that the point of X-Men? Like...
Sorry, we just got emailed literally just now that said, I forgot to call you yesterday to tell you your shirts were done.
During this podcast, I just spit everywhere. Our shirts are done.
Yesterday.
Or done yesterday. I think she's probably at home emailing you going, shit. Well, we'll pick them up on Monday then. Will you be a model?
Anyway, sorry, we're getting derailed here.
Sure.
Will you be a t-shirt model?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So the main evil guy.
Oh, we can pick him up today.
Okay. Don't make him up today, guys.
The main evil guy, I think, is a little cheese balls. But
which
I don't,
one is that?
The guy
God.
That's like
Magneto.
The God, yeah.
They call me Raw. Oh wait, no, it's new evil guy.
Ewa. Yeah, and they're like, it's like the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and they're like from the Bible, and they're like, or the Bible got
took
it from
him.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was
but
stupid.
Come on.
They call me Yahweh. Like, who gives a shit? I don't know. I don't know anything about X-Men, though.
I think you should be an X-Men and just walk in the middle and be like, I don't care.
The fuck are you doing?
What are you? Why did it take you so long to blow up the world, then?
Yeah, where have you been? Yeah. I mean, everything's apocalypse, such a big deal. We're waiting for it.
We don't, okay, all three now. Of us don't care. Know much. Kevin probably knows the most about X-Men, which is kind of sad because he doesn't know that much. But he watched the cartoons when he was younger.
The 80s series, yeah.
Yeah, 80s and 90s. You've seen all of those movies.
Except for the Wolverine standalone one, yes.
Yeah. Wolverine. Are you into Wolverine? Do you like that?
No, you into the Hugh Jackman? I've never seen any of
it. We were so concerned as to why he was not
in
this
movie. Well, he was the one character that I'm sure is an X-Men, and then...
And then he wasn't.
So, you know, kind of thrown.
So I was thinking...
Where is he then? Did he not show up?
Well, this is in the... This is in the past, so he's probably in Japan.
Does he first meet up with them when he's older?
Yeah.
All right, in one of those first movies.
And this is like in the 70s?
Yeah, this is before.
Or 80s. No, it's in the 80s
so
now,
he
I think.
Ran into himself.
Because the Asian chick was there. Remember how you told me that?
She's the 80s one. Yeah. Or that's when Jubilee came along.
I saw her there.
Yeah.
In the...
So this, yeah.
And it's Jean Grey when she's young.
What
have you. So yeah. It's like 80s, yeah.
And then the Storm chick is there too, right? But is that still Halle Berry?
It's not Halle Berry. Oh, it's a younger... No.
It looks very similar.
I thought it was, and I was going to be like, oh, but she's older?
So she has a white mohawk, is that hairstyle.
Oh, so that's why she looked like Halle Berry?
But she had the same features.
But I like Storm because like her hair always went crazy, like, and you knew something was happening.
Yeah.
So like with the mohawk, is it just going to go sad? Like, I don't know. Anyways, it didn't get, like, I remember when they announced the new characters, like, people
from
the past we haven't seen.
In it, Channing Tatum in this one? Or is that still up in the air?
Oh, right.
Because he was supposed to play Gambit.
Who was he supposed to play Gambit? And Gambit can go cheese super fast.
Well, but that's the point of Gambit.
Yeah, he's just gambling. Walking around.
Throwing cards.
New Orleans.
Yeah, he was supposed to be in it, but I thought they cut him. I thought they
put him back, and then...
Did he have his own movie?
No.
He didn't? Oh,
he's never been
he
in any of the movies.
Yeah,
he's really
new.
Popular, isn't he?
Well, yeah, because of Magic Mike and stuff. Right?
Gambit was in Magic Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant Channing Tatum.
Oh,
this is getting confusing.
People math. I'm sorry. Well,
Gambit was
in
Magic Mike.
So
please note, that's the news of the day. Gambit was in Magic Mike. He was throwing his cards.
That's where
the
math has led us. So it must be true.
There is a standalone Gambit movie coming out next year.
That's supposed to be coming out. Yeah.
Oh, did I know about that?
Maybe you did. Maybe we talked about it on this podcast. Because I can't remember anything that we've talked about anymore.
Yeah.
It's just gone.
The guys at my work always just go, yeah, it's always that way with chicks. They can't remember anything. Especially about movies. They go, oh, remember the scene about in a movie? And they'll like describe it screen by screen. And I'm just like... What?
That's Kevin, though. I'm the opposite.
That?
I remember everything.
Yeah,
Kevin's just like,
I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
Who? I watched the movie yesterday, and I can't remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything.
I don't know the people. I just like that one guy that did that one thing. Remember?
And
it was funny, but I don't remember.
He always
what was
be
said
asking
what
me.
Happened.
There was this like meme, and it was like when you're watching a movie, and it said your girlfriend, but really it's Kevin. It said your girlfriend would be asking, "Who's that? What's going on?" Every
no,
5 seconds.
During the movie, I'm on it. Like I know what's happening. I'm following. Blah blah blah. But like. Soon after, I'm not really sure how long it takes, it's gone.
Kevin always asks the question right before it happens. Like, he's always like,
oh, I don't
why,
do that.
Why
That's
are,
really
He
annoying.
Goes, why are they
you?
Doing that? And then 5 seconds later, they explain why they're doing that. And I'm like, Kevin, just wait. They will explain eventually what's going on. Like, he's always like, who's that? What movie were they in? Does that person like that person? Like,
Kevin, you are the worst girlfriend. I swear to God. That is it.
I always have to look at him and just be like, shh, just wait. And it's worse if I've seen it because then he knows I know the answer.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So then he's like,
then he wants me to tell him. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to tell you.
You just turn it off and I'll just tell you about the movie.
Oh, did you hear about the guys that make like Rick and Morty are going to do the Mystery Science Theater?
Reboot. Love.
Wait,
Mystery
is there a Kickstarter
Science
on there?
Theater.
For that?
I don't know if it's
like
Kickstarter,
was,
but
and
I'm pretty
Rick
sure.
And Morty.
Yeah, good. It's the same thing. So, but it's Dan Harmon who also made Community, so he's kind of all over the place. I mean, Community and Rick and Morty, like, not the same at all.
I don't know. The comedy styles might be the same.
Not really. Rick and Morty's very, like, BoJack Horseman, like...
Just real?
Like, dark humor. Yeah. Like, it gets really...
I haven't watched enough of Community.
Community's funny.
I mean,
it's
at community college, so it's kind of dark humor. I mean, kind of like setting you up.
I guess I can see it. I guess the humor can get dark on Community, but it's a little more light. Because I think it was on NBC.
There are adults in
it was on NBC,
college,
and I'm supposed to be like,
play it cool, or else they're just gonna. But that Hawkeye
from The Soup's on
out.
It, so.
Oh, what's his
name?
Joe McHale.
Which his show got canceled.
Joe. Yeah, the
he wasn't
the
hot
soup
enough
just
to keep
canceled.
His own show going
after like 20 years.
Whoa.
Wow. yeah.
That show went on for 20 years?
No.
Not with Joel, but yeah, the show was on for 20 years.
And then
yeah.
He wasn't hot enough to keep it going.
He's been on since like early, because I remember as a teenager, I was like, that guy's hot.
How do I not know who these people are?
You don't have cable.
And I'm a girl.
I don't remember. Am I not?
Anything. I don't remember anything. I'm a classic one.
You have something to talk about? Were you going to say something?
Oh, I've got a few things.
Let's go.
Well, but before we go there, we'll say that this episode of the Lee Cosplay Podcast is partially brought to you by...
Partially.
Partially.
Other partials by me.
Yeah.
Oh,
bring it.
Rebecca.
Amazon.com. If you go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon, it'll take you to our affiliate link, which we get a small kickback from every purchase you make from Amazon. These purchases go towards making new videos and new content for you guys. Yes, Holly is holding up one of my smoothies, which I made with my Vitamix blender, which I purchased from Amazon.
It just looks crisp.
If you go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon and bookmark that link, that will get us a small kickback every time you purchase something from Amazon.
elitecosplay.com/greensmoothie.
That doesn't exist, but now I have to put something in there. Thank you. Now I have to write something down and put it on the website because you said it.
Make a whole website for it. That link better
green
lead somewhere.
Smoothie.
Green smoothie.
Thank you.
And then you're going to look at your notes and go, what? Green smoothie?
Yes. No, I'll be confused, but now I have to do it because...
Soylent green.
Someone...
No. It's just the middle class in this smoothie.
Fine.
Spend all your money
on
Amazon.
To take to my Vitamix blender, which made this beautiful smoothie for me that
Kevin
I drink every day.
Kevin is obsessed with his Vitamix blender.
Listen, I have gained...
20 pounds, I think, now.
It's verging on the erotic, the obsession he has on the Vitamix blender.
Oh, yeah. Stick hot dogs down
in
that blade all the time.
She'll wake up in the middle of the night and be like, where the fuck is... She hears the blender's on. She did not go in the kitchen.
Can I tell a story about Kevin?
Yes, please. Because I'm just making up shit.
And we lived in a different neighborhood in Seattle. And it
Which
was...
Which neighborhood?
Capitol Hill.
Oh, yes.
And
I also lived there. We got kicked out.
Because we're not rich enough. And it was a loft... style apartment, so our bedroom was up some stairs, and it was open though, you know. And I don't know why, but I woke up in the middle of the night and Kevin wasn't there, and I was like, well, I mean, I guess he could just be using like the restroom downstairs, like it's not, you know, whatever. And then I like kind of like half awake, like waited, and he like still wasn't there, and I was like, what just happened? Like, is he okay?
Has
like,
he ever been here?
Yeah. Did I just make this up? Where am I? So I called him.
He was out at a Vitamix convention.
No.
Back.
And I called him, and it was coming from downstairs. And then he's like, hello. And I was like, what's going on? And he's like, I fell asleep on the toilet. He went to the bathroom and then fell asleep.
It was early in the morning. I was tired and I had to go to the bathroom.
I was like, get up here, you weirdo. It's my favorite.
Well, the other thing was you were whispering my name, which wasn't really effective because I couldn't hear you. I don't know.
No, because I called you on the phone.
No, yes, later.
I was like, hello.
Yes.
Because that's how, like, it was probably like 20 minutes, and I was like...
It wasn't 20 minutes.
No.
There's no way it
Baby,
was that long.
You were asleep. You don't know anything. I waited. Anyways, he was in the bathroom with the Vitamix, and our relationship's never been the same.
And that's the end of that.
Anyways, tell your story, Kevin.
Oh, I don't have any real story. I just have news update on the Jessica Nigiri. What situation?
Nigiri?
I don't know how to pronounce her name.
I think it's Nigiri.
If you want to go Japanese, which probably really isn't her.
The situation, like her body to costume ratio.
Well, we have the cream pie bet.
Yeah, we have that cream pie bet.
You were here for remember it. That.
Okay. It's the...
Kevin decided that...
She said
she likes to do more risque costumes, so I bet within a year from our bet, so she had done a more modest costume before we made our bet. I bet from the day we bet,
which I don't remember.
Oh, I can look back on it. It was in August, I think, that she will do a mod, like a cover up costume, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. And then Kevin bet because it's her brand that she won't. And it's been a while since we've like updated about.
Yes.
Go ahead. What did she cosplay as?
Well, it was a bra and a Santa hat, and it said Santa on it. So,
what? Is that really,
she went to a convention?
I don't know.
Dressed up as it?
I didn't really investigate it.
I think it's got to be a convention outfit.
I didn't really investigate it. I saw it, and I said, meh, all right. Still running on my bed.
Okay, but she's also like a model, so is that really a cosplay?
Yeah, what kind of bra was
she
it?
She could just be modeling.
I didn't.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Fine. So I'm not gonna count that one because that doesn't seem like a cosplay to me. That just seems like she's doing like a lingerie Santa shoot.
I mean, if cream pies are involved, I would think it would have to be an outfit she wears to a convention, like legit or advertising situation.
Or you realize it's a cosplay. Like I'm doing Pokemon. All right,
well, okay, fine. Let me now I have to look it up.
Because there is a SantaCon, right? That's done in LA.
Oh, that's happening today here in Seattle.
Oh, it's in Seattle? I thought it was in California.
Well, it's like, I don't think it's what you think it is. It's like it's like you put on a Santa hat and then you go beer hopping.
But I heard
it
gets creepy.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, it's weird. Is she going to be there?
No.
Oh, no. Well, then we'll go then.
I think there's a SantaCon in like every major city.
Is there? I'd only heard about the one. That's weird.
Okay, fine. It was a Christmas themed.
I guess it is December.
Shoot.
Yeah, so that's not really cosplay. That's like... I'm just doing.
Oh, here we go! Quick cosplay, boo bam. That's not even.
Well, that's legitimately a character, yes. Right?
But okay, but I mean.
Come on, girl. We can do this.
Sorry. I don't want to get cream pied in my. That sounds.
Oh, she's so cute. You sure she's not going to be there today?
I'm fairly sure. No, it was a.
Rebecca wants to see her.
It was a.
Aww.
Sexy Santa something.
That bra's kind of cute.
Yeah. Where's the bra from?
I'm jealous of her hair color. It's like silver.
Yeah, everyone's doing that.
She probably made the bra though. Like she probably has a white bra and then just put like
what?
That's making.
People are just re-editing these photos. Like apparently she just did this one shoot and now look the front page of. Well, this is our Jessica.
People get a little weird about
it. Yeah, a little bit.
Kyle's obsessed with her. He's like, she's so hot. Like if he went to a con and she was there, he would be like, oh my god. We were doing a photo shoot. At Anime Expo, and she's always there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like walking by, like far away. And the girl that we were shooting, like, stopped, like posing. What is this?
That's the one same one she did.
My boobs look similar to that.
It
in
doesn't.
That outfit.
This picture doesn't look like her. Well,
you know,
sorry,
looks,
it's her. What's
it? Good.
Arcade. What's her name?
I don't remember.
Come on.
League of Legends. Fortune.
Miss Fortune
arcade skin.
Come on, you cosplay ass.
They looked good.
Your boobies. Yeah. Oh, did you have a push-up bra?
Boom, yep.
Or she's got a corset on up here, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of the outfit, though, yeah.
Maybe we should just start following her on... Look at this. Like, this is just...
Is that her?
I think that's her boyfriend or whatever, because there was this. Like, I think they were on stream or something.
Oh. Yeah. That one's a little weird. But she's open with
yeah, see, look that. At him. Look at him.
Oh, yeah, they are nice. Oh, so Rebecca's pulling up her Instagram, showing us.
Bam!
We can tell everybody. Rebecca's Instagram is Hatsuko, HATSUK0. If you want to follow her on Instagram.
My dog, basically.
It's basically pictures of her dog. But sometimes...
He's really cute, though. I don't want...
But that's legitimately the character.
I know. Okay, fine. But...
If the character has boobies out, you can't, like, knock it, like, against...
No, I'm not knocking it against her at all.
But I think we want her to dress up as, like, a Diablo character or something that's,
something,
like, covered in
something,
armor
exactly,
or something
something
weird.
That's not sexualized
and
already.
Someone did send us one that she... legitimately just did it, but it was before our bet happened,
yes.
So I got upset because I was like, damn it, I can't use it against Kevin. So it was like 2 weeks before Kevin and I made our bet that she cosplayed as it. So I was like,
you guys gonna make the cream pies or
I'll make it.
Oh, because I was wondering, can you buy it somewhere?
Can you buy it? Yeah.
Have you ever seen a cream pie?
No, because it's not like a real pie.
Right,
you
it's just whipped cream with a shell.
Yeah. You just, we'll go buy the pie shell and then I'll just like whip cream.
Do we do it outside?
Everything.
We have
probably
to.
Probably should.
Yeah. Because it would be awfully messy in here.
Rebecca's dying.
Very old.
But yeah, and it'll really fuck up my makeup game. And do we do it like at the end of the podcast or the beginning and the person just has to have like melted whipped cream on their face the whole time?
Yeah.
So we'll do it in the park up here behind.
That's fine. We could just film the podcast there. Just do an outside podcast.
With the table and everything.
Okay.
Because people walk their dogs. Well, there's poop and dogs everywhere. There's children running around.
A very steep hill.
It is a very steep hill. So we'll be like this.
Well, no, it'd be leaning. Good. Well, it depends which way we're leaning, yes.
Well, the hill that we like to film on when we did our posing videos was like very slanted backwards. Yes. So we'll be like,
Yes. Hmm.
Yeah. So that's an update on our bet that we haven't talked about in months.
Yes.
But I was kind of thinking about that the other day.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like researching because I was lazy. But thank you for the
update. No problem. I saw it this morning, made it to the front page. So I was like, okay.
I'm going to slap Hollywood.
It's worth an update now.
Anything else you got? You said you had a couple things.
Yeah,
sorry.
I should have jotted down the second thing that I had. I forgot what it was.
I'm going to interrupt it while you're looking.
Okay.
If you ever want to be a guest on this podcast, you are more than welcome to come. We want like cosplaying guests. Talk to you. You can hang out with us. Drink either gross green smoothies or adult drinks.
Adult drinks.
If you're in the Seattle area at all, just let us know.
You don't have to be a cosplayer. If you know about X-Men, you can show up.
Well, it kind of has to be more on topic. So... You don't have to be a cosplayer, but you gotta be, like, into it. So, yeah, it doesn't, like, matter, like, where in Washington, as long as you're willing to come literally to, like, downtown Seattle.
Not figuratively. Literally.
Well, some people are like, can I come from Oregon? And I'm like, I don't care where you come from, but you have to come to Seattle, you know? So if you want to spend 2 hours driving here, then yes, you can come, you know? It doesn't matter where you're from. If you're in the, if you're visiting... Let us know if you want to hang out. You will be in our apartment in downtown Seattle. an hour. So if you're interested, info@elitecosplay.com. Let us know and we can have you as a guest.
Oh. An open seat.
There is an open seat. There's waiting for a fourth person next to Rebecca. So
yeah, you get to sit next to me.
She'll cough on you.
Something will happen. I don't know.
Anyway, did you find it?
No, I don't remember. Oh. But it was your... I saw your... makeup video. Maybe you want to talk about that.
I did upload a makeup video. Basically, we kind of wanted to do more stuff with makeup because part of cosplay is makeup, is it not?
Yeah, I would say 43%.
43% of cosplay is makeup. That was the same percentage I said how much Jewish you were.
I know. Just trying to tie it all back together.
So we were like, well, I want to do, like, cosplay makeup tutorials, but there were a lot of people, when we brought it up before, that were like, you know, I'm kind of new to makeup, so I decided to just start at the beginning, like, makeup 101. So the video I made was about primer, face primer, foundation, and concealer. Like, how to, like, what kind to buy, how to kind of, like, tips, you know, like, to find your undertone, how to apply it, and kind of stuff like that. So that's on our YouTube if you're listening to this and not on our YouTube currently. That's happening. And eventually it will morph into like more like specific tutorials. But I thought I would start at the beginning instead of just jumping into it. And people are like, I don't know. Yeah. Makeup is a big part of cosplay. So
it is.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about the photography side of stuff. We haven't restarted that. That's my fault on that one.
Yes, a long time ago when we very first started Elite Cosplay, Kevin did a photo 101 series.
Didn't finish it, did we?
We didn't finish it, but Kevin was really awkward in front of camera. I think you're more comfortable now, right?
It's been a while, yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh my god. What band is that?
Stain.
Whoa.
Yep. Let's all remember that.
God, I'm laughing too hard at that. Okay.
Yeah, so Kevin was a little more uncomfortable, and I remember we would film it at my old work, and like we'd have to do like takes, and Kevin would get really frustrated, and it were a little awkward, and I think we could do a lot better now. We've been in front of the camera for
the scripts
more years
back then
now.
Were a little too strict, I think.
Yeah, I think you need to be more willy-nilly. I think we like tried too hard to stick to like a certain thing. So Kevin wants to start
that
soon.
It's good to give up.
It is. It's good to stop caring. And I think we kind of have, in terms of being in front of the camera, we used to care too much about like being very professional,
Holly,
I guess.
Hates my radio voice.
Oh, Kevin's radio voice. How do you, Rebecca's looking abstained now. Are you playing it?
Copyright. We could probably put a small clip in.
No, no.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. No.
Everyone just share this moment with us.
It's been a while. Okay. We're going to get in trouble for that one.
Probably not. No. I think
it's
fine.
It's probably too short. But
we're making
do you remember that? Like 2002? I don't know what year that was.
Am I not feeling extremely vulnerable right now?
With candles. We should like turn the lights down, put some candles, cry in the bathtub with Lush products.
I don't want anyone to know how I live my life.
I just described it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You don't have a mug of wine.
No, there's not wine in my mug right now.
She does when she's at home, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what we're describing.
Now,
her.
Are you like a white wine lady or a red wine lady?
Oh, well, white, you know, when you gotta drink white if nothing else is going on.
I feel like white makes you a little more feisty.
Yeah.
Like red's like a little more sensual.
It's day drinking kind of wine. And then red, like, you know, you gotta be eating a steak.
Like, yeah, you gotta be eating something. So, I'm gonna go off on a tangent here.
We've already started on this tangent a while ago, so.
Scandal, which I watched at one point on Netflix for 2 seasons, she's always drinking this huge ass cup, like I don't know what we call it, a wine cup of red wine, and it's like mostly full. And
it's like a half a bottle.
I mean,
in that cup.
This main character is like crazy. Like, she works all day, she has this crazy life, and then she comes home and she just like pours a whole bottle of wine in this cup, and she's like constantly drinking wine.
Oh, watching a show on Netflix that. Kind of a newer one, the Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah. That's a superhero.
Superhero one, and I didn't know that show Alias. Was that related? Because her thing is Alias. I don't even know.
I don't think they're related. No, Jessica Jones is like
in
the
David Tennant
universe.
Is pretty.
Oh, he's
pretty
in it?
Cool. In
he's
it.
In it?
He's real evil.
Yeah, oh,
he's
a bad guy?
He's purple. Yeah, because he's Kilgrave or the man in purple, and also he's wearing purple suits the whole time. But
oh, like a pimp?
Nice suits. He looks. Good.
I miss him as Doctor Who really badly.
He's kind of like the Doctor in this thing.
Okay.
Because I think
maybe I should
it's
watch it
like,
then.
Yeah.
How many seasons? Oh, is it? It's a
on Netflix.
It's a Netflix
yeah,
series.
Yeah,
so
watch just the one.
I don't know.
It just came like a few weeks ago or a month ago or something. Yeah.
Made by Netflix or made by someone?
Yeah, it's Netflix original.
Oh, okay.
Netflix. Yeah. So it's only on Netflix.
Presented.
And people like it.
It's got
been
high
pretty
ratings,
popular.
People talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why I'm so
wary. It's female oriented.
Okay.
So I think maybe that could be one of the main things.
But anybody could watch it, though. I think I know a lot of guys.
Oh, yeah, you know, men are allowed to watch it. I mean,
well, okay, I'm going to compare it to something that's not even related. It's like Gilmore Girls. Gilmore Girls is like, everybody's like, that's a girl show. But then when guys watch it, I think like a lot of guys like it. It's like.
They do? See, that seems wrong to me.
Exactly. But. So Jessica Jones can probably seem like that, but then when guys watch it, they're like, no way, this is so cool. You know what I mean?
I think maybe Jessica Jones is a little less female-oriented, but...
I'll put it this way. Every guy I've dated has liked Gilmore Girls, and when you go on to our Gilmore Girls on Reddit, it's like half guys.
Really?
Yeah.
My sister watched that show obsessively. Yeah. I never watched it, but I think I've seen every episode because
she watched it all
the time.
I am constantly watching it.
You still?
I'm constantly in a state of watching Gilmore Girls. If I have nothing else to watch, I'll watch Gilmore Girls.
Wow.
I know.
It's because they talk real fast, huh? That kind of thing?
I think it's like you get jaded to it. Like, I don't feel like they talk fast, and everybody's like, they're talking too fast. And I'm like, really? Are they? Are they talking fast?
Are they now?
I don't think they're talking fast. I think it's the wit is too fast. Like, no one is that witty that fast. Sometimes you remind me of Gilmore Girls, though, because you're pretty witty.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
Oh, so it's just part of this ongoing Gilmore Girl thing you got going on?
No, it was just like, I'm glad you're really witty and I'm not. So when you say witty things, I'm like, oh, that just reminds me of Gilmore Girls. But yeah, anyways, is she drinking wine a lot in...
Oh, yeah, that's why I brought it up. Sorry. She's drinking all the time, but the last episode I watched, they're sitting in the house together, and she has a wine glass, and she fills the wine glass, and then she's like, she picks up like a glass like that, and she fills it, and then she fills it, and then, I don't know.
See, my thing with wine is... I like it. I can't, like, I don't get that, like, I'm a little tipsy feeling. I'm just like, I'm drinking wine. Okay, I'm still drinking wine. It's still happening. What's happening with this?
Was it white one?
Typically white. I think it's because, what's that really sweet one?
Riesling?
Oh, it's Moscato?
Riesling. I think it was like too sweet.
You gotta drink Sauvignon Blanc. Yeah, you gotta get the drier ones.
Yeah.
You gotta really focus.
I'm not a good white woman because I'm not drinking wine. I'm not into wine. Like, all my white, like, girlfriends, they're just like wine.
A few podcasts back, she drank a pumpkin spice latte. You don't have to
I
worry.
Did.
She's
so
white.
So I did have my white girl card still.
But
the wine,
the
I'm
wine
not.
The wine thing.
Yeah.
Because I always think it was just, like, this, like, I don't know, weird soccer mom thing.
Yeah, me too. Because
I have an SUV now, so.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty much a soccer mom with her dog. So
soccer mom.
She takes Max
so
to,
I gotta be a little,
Chihuahua
slurry.
Games and
yeah.
My mom wasn't like a wine drinker either though, so I don't know, maybe it's a family thing.
I don't know,
but all my friends are just like wine, and I'm like, I think I missed that boat. I'm just like vodka. Yeah, the end. But Jessica Jones, is that what it's called? What's it called? Sorry, I think I put that up. What's
remember.
It called?
No, yeah, it's Jessica Jones.
What's the premise of it?
I was
sorry.
Scared.
What's
I fucked
oh,
it
she's
up.
A superhero, so it's like the Avengers, right? Because she talks about like Avengers situations oh, or something.
So it's Marvel,
or maybe not. I don't really remember.
I don't
which one she's talking
all
about.
All I know is that it was superhero related.
Yeah, so it's part of one of those universes.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. Yeah, I haven't. I should watch it though, because people have been saying it's really good.
Yeah.
Netflix is pretty good about their series.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, but, look at me. I brought up a thing.
Yay. I know you never bring up topics. You related to the wine situation.
Well, yeah. You know, connections. Math.
Does she still
Does she have like an outfit?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they make fun of the whole outfit thing.
Oh.
So like, oh, you did the superhero thing. Like, they bring it up. And her friend like had an outfit in one episode. And was like, yeah, hey, wear this, you know. So it was kind of like, this
but
weird
she doesn't,
thing.
She just wears like regular clothes.
Yeah, no, she's not, yeah.
So it'd be really hard to like cosplay as. Because it would just look like a girl.
Yeah, it would look like just a girl.
She didn't have like a consistent outfit.
Yeah, she pretty much does. It's like kind of how we dress. Dark gray.
Like
leather jackets, jeans,
yeah.
Boots.
But then if you saw that like at a convention, you'd be
you
like,
would, you wouldn't
that's just
be
a
like,
girl.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's that.
So in terms of cosplay, that kind of sucks because you're like,
yeah.
Unless you're David Tennant in a purple suit.
Oh, yeah.
True. I guess you could go together.
Yeah,
and then
if you had... A guy because
he has
in
his iconic suit.
Yeah,
his hair. I saw a picture of him. His hair is a little crazy.
Yeah, he's kind
of. Rebecca likes it.
Yeah,
well, David didn't.
I like evil people.
Well, the last thing I saw him was Broadchurch, and it was a really good.
Oh,
show.
Broadchurch is really
it's
good.
So, oh, you watched?
Oh, wait,
that?
Yeah.
The second season. We forgot that.
Yeah, we haven't watched the second season yet.
Oh, I haven't watched the second season.
That's it's out on Netflix
so
now.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't watch the American version. UK only.
Yeah. What?
Sorry, they made an American version with David Tennant and but a different lady, an American lady. Oh, Skyler from Breaking Bad.
Oh, really?
Oh, I kind of like her though. I don't know why people don't like her.
But
I really
I guess,
like
no,
Skyler.
Everybody likes her
but in Breaking Bad,
but
and
people
were
like,
"I didn't like her."
What did you feel, Kevin?
Yeah, what,
Skyler.
Yeah.
Character-wise, as a wife,
did you find her like annoying or?
No, she reminds me of someone that I've
she was
a
kind
series
of like,
that I've seen recently.
I feel like she was kind of like what the audience was feeling.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck's going on? You know, like that.
But
way.
I like this.
She
wasn't
was
that
more
victim,
like the real,
really.
Right,
like,
right,
the victim
she was supportive.
Role. She had
yeah.
something
right.
that she brought to the table
yeah.
and was very, you know, kind of almost forceful about it. And I
yeah.
kind of like, I like that about her. But maybe that's just kind of like a female thing.
I liked that the baby was named Holly.
Oh, she liked the baby. Yeah, the baby was cute.
That's real talk.
Oh, gosh.
Holly's not a popular name anymore. Like, well, with newborns. It's kind of on the
You just kind of rename older people Holly.
Holly's a popular British name. It's like the Ashley of England. So, in our generation. Anyways, okay, I think we're getting off on a...
Yes.
What, Skylar, yay or nay?
I'm in the middle about her.
Who is your favorite character then?
Walter. Yeah, probably Walter.
Of course.
He's pretty good.
Or, what's his name? The big security guy that just laid on the stacks of cash at the end.
I don't know his name. That was a funny like gif that was going around when that first happened.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for joining us for the Elite Cosplay Podcast.
Yes.
If you would like to follow us on our social media, is at Elite Cosplay on Instagram, Elite Cosplay on Facebook, Elite_Cosplay on Twitter. And don't forget to go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon, do some shopping, help support us just a teeny bit, make us make more videos. Yep. All right. Love you. Goodbye. Can someone else say bye? I feel like I'm alone.
I'm letting you do it. Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Rebecca. Say it. Say it.
Good.
It's been a while. All
right.
Goodbye. Get out of here.
Get. Yeah.